Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, can you believe Northwestern 5-0?
I'm Tony Kornheiser. Weren't the Bears 5-1?
What did the Bears have to do with my program? Because we got a coach. We, okay. Northwestern, have a coach.
Okay. I'm just going to say this. I watch more Northwestern football than anybody ever who hasn't
gone there. We have welcomed you officially to the bandwagon. We have.
I sort of feel like a donor at this point that I watch so much Northwestern.
You want to specify where your money's going?
Yeah, I'd like it to go to that beautiful set of windows overlooking Lake Michigan in your football facility. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Taysom Hill wins, the Ravens lose, and the Packers fumble one away. And let me just apologize for my throat and the hoarseness. But we begin today with Patrick Mahomes leading the Chiefs down the field with less than 2 minutes to go and throwing a touchdown pass to Travis Kelce with 28 seconds to go to beat the Raiders. The same Raiders who had taken the lead on a pass from Derek Carr to Jason Witten with 1:43 to go. It was a terrific game. Wilbon, should the Raiders feel discouraged or encouraged with this loss?
Tony, I think, and just in the theme of the opening, the purple tie, you're stealing my stuff, but very nice. Very nice. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
I presume it's the Wildcats and not the Ravens. Tone, encourage the Raiders. And I don't think that we thought we were going to be at this point when the season started. I just don't. Not this year. Not having beaten Kansas City once. I mean, and taking them to the brink last night. I was already thinking, okay, when Kansas City loses this game to the Raiders, they get swept by them, what excuses are people going to come up with tomorrow for Kansas City? And they don't have to, because Patrick Mahomes is already that good. I get it's like watching young, you know, Aaron Rodgers and young John Elway, where I know it's like 3 years or a little less than that, and you just can't say, oh, it's over now. If he's got a minute left, you can do it. But for the Raiders, I know that's a tough loss. I know there are no moral victories. Encouraged.
Right. I agree with you. I feel encouraged as well. I believe you said they would be crushed. I just want to make sure that was the accurate word you used.
I thought it was going to be over early. Yeah.
Yeah. You also used that about Notre Dame and Clemson. So I would, if I were you, I would stop using the word crushed. I would just get away from that particular word. Let us get some perspective on the Raiders for a second. Raise your hand if you thought they'd be a playoff team this year. Nobody thought they'd be a playoff team. Under John Gruden, let me get the numbers correct, they have been 11-21 in 2 years. Now they put 40 on Kansas City the first time. They go right down the wire. They lose to the best player in the world, as you said. Derek Carr, we thought, would be benched by now.
Yeah,
but Derek
good.
Carr has 19 touchdown passes and 3 interceptions. These are upper echelon numbers. They got a great running back in Jacobs.
A
They've
favorable
got
schedule.
Waller, a wonderful tight end. Yes, let's look
favorable
at this for
schedule.
A second. Of their last 6 games, they got 4 against teams with losing records. The Falcons, the Jets, the Chargers, and the Broncos. So I figured Andy Reid would win too because he's now 19-3 out of a bye. But you cannot be discouraged if you're a Raider fan.
No. They have no reason to be. Meanwhile,
no.
Aaron Rodgers did not pull off a late win against the Colts. Things looked promising when he hit Marquez Valdes-Scantling for 47 yards, that beautiful pass with about a minute left in regulation. But the Packers had to settle for a game-tying field goal. Then in OT, Valdes-Scantling fumbled away the game, essentially. Tone, how much does this loss diminish your estimation of the Packers?
So what I would rather do is praise Indianapolis for hanging in there, then throw dirt on Green Bay. Because, as you say, this turned on a fumble. That's a freak play. Green Bay went down the field with Rodgers in the last minute. He had one shot at the end zone. It didn't work out, so they kicked a field goal. They could just have easily won that game. They got a bad defense. We all see that. But it does not diminish my sense of Green Bay. We're in a pretty tightly bunched and somewhat mediocre playoff field in the NFC.
Yeah.
The Packers are okay.
Yeah,
they're okay.
They are.
They are.
They are, Tony, because every time we get ready to get crazy and overestimate Seattle, then they've, you know, come back to the pack somewhat. I know that half of the people at every network out there want to just anoint. They want to crown, to quote the late, great Dennis Green, they want to crown Tampa. We'll see about that tonight.
Well, they can't.
Because Tampa's had a couple of stinkers.
They can't because they lost twice in New Orleans.
They've had some stinkers. That's right, Tony. So I don't know that I am going to feel less about the Packers. The Packers are going to win their division. They're going to win their division easily. They might even be
That's
able
right.
to get a week of rest. I don't know if they'll have a bye. Only one team has a bye. But the Packers, they're still pretty good. And nobody at the top of the NFC, as you say, is better than pretty good, not even Tampa, who everybody wants to crown.
No, I agree with that. And I would look at Indianapolis. I mean, Phillip Rivers still can't throw the ball overhand. He still throws it sidearm, but they win games. They have in the last 2 weeks, they've beaten Tennessee and Green Bay back-to-back, who are playoff teams.
And they got a defense.
They got the third best differential in the entire AFC. What I can't explain
what?
Is how they lost to Jacksonville. I don't know how
Bad.
That's possible. I just
Bad.
Don't. So, most of us were surprised, if not shocked, when it was reported that Taysom Hill and not Jameis Winston would start for the Saints against the Falcons. But Hill was wonderful. He had 2 touchdowns rushing. He completed 18 of 23 passes for 223 yards. He had no turnovers, and the Saints won comfortably. Wilbon, did Taysom Hill win you over?
No, but he didn't have to. And I was one of the people who was not shocked. I thought that that story was just the most overstated, ridiculous story. As if by passing over Jameis Winston, he was, you know, saying no to Mariano Rivera. I mean, seriously, people. I mean, the NFL now, all people do, everybody, even bright people, even Hall of Famers, all they do is overreact to every single move made. Taysom Hill's been there. He's been there for a couple of years, Tony. I don't understand why people were so shocked. If Taysom Hill needed to be replaced, he could have gone to the bullpen. But he didn't have to because Taysom Hill was really, really good.
So I can't hear you. I can only read your lips, and I assume that you can hear me at this point.
I can't.
Here's the thing. I was of the opinion that Jameis Winston would start and that he would do better as time went on because of Sean Payton, who I actually do believe is an offensive genius, having watched him play for a long period, having watched him coach rather for a long period of time. So when he went with Hill, I thought, okay, let's see how it works out. And it worked out really well. I'm one of those who doesn't believe that Jameis Winston is done. Like, I think he could come back even in the next few games because Drew Brees is gone for a while. That I think Sean Payton would have enough time to work something out for him. I do think Hill was good. Did he win me over? No. I mean, he can, Mike, because the next 3 games is at Denver, at Falcons, at Eagles.
Winnables.
Combined record 10-19-1.
Yeah.
So he could win me over, but he played well.
He played really well, Tony. He did have one miscue, that fumble, but that doesn't matter. He played really well. Tony, there's plenty of time. There's plenty of time for Jameis Winston to come back. Because we don't know what's going to happen. And Drew Brees is going to be out a while. You have that many fractures to your ribs. And this notion that he's going to be back in a couple of weeks was absurd. Absurd.
Yeah, so I'm not going to track over you here. And I'm not the greatest lip reader in the world. New Orleans is probably at the moment the best team in the NFC. They did this last year with Teddy Bridgewater.
5-0.
Who went 5-0. They can do this again. They can get to the playoffs when presumably Brees will be back. You know, again, with the NFC, they're more tightly, but there's no Pittsburgh. There's no Kansas City.
No.
Not in the NFC. They're just not there.
Well, we keep expecting the Ravens to get it together in the AFC, but it ain't happening. Baltimore blew an 11-point third quarter lead to Tennessee. The Ravens are still 6-4, but just 1-3 against teams with winning records. Next up, the 10-0 Steelers, Thanksgiving night. Tony, the Ravens are also dealing with a COVID outbreak. So does Thursday's game feel like a must-win for Baltimore?
It's a total must-win situation, Mike. Totally. It's what happened with Seattle on last Thursday. Had they lost to Arizona twice in the same division, you wouldn't take them seriously. Baltimore has to beat Pittsburgh in this. And because Dobbins and Ingram are apparently out, it's going to fall on Lamar Jackson. And in these games, as you said, he's 1-3 against winning teams. But Pittsburgh, Tennessee, and Kansas City, really good teams, he's lost them all. I mean, he was okay against Tennessee, right? But he wasn't great. Mike, they were the number one offense in all of football last year. They've fallen to 12th. I mean, people are going to look at Lamar Jackson and say, what's going on here?
Well, Tony, again, I don't want to overstate what's wrong with Baltimore at 6-4. No, they're not as good as the other two teams. We already know that. And I do agree with you in terms of their circumstance. They need, desperately need this particular game. And also, Brandon Williams, their nose tackle, is out. So they're missing some key components here. Look, Tony, as good as Lamar Jackson was, all right, and has been and it still is in terms of his talent, he is not the player you want to saddle up like a young John Elway, all right, and just try to go through an entire season. Elway was able to do that by himself like three times. They need to now help him, Lamar Jackson. The Baltimore staff, the coaches, I don't know what they can do with juggling of talent at this point, but he needs some assistance out there. He's not going to just be on the strength of his legs able to run Baltimore to the finish line in some 13-3 season. They're beyond that already because they got a fourth loss. So, Tony, it is a must win, but you know what? I don't see him winning, not with the personnel missing that we've just gone over.
I agree with that. I mean, Lamar Jackson at this point, you're right that he needs more. He also said that Tennessee wanted to win that game more than Baltimore. That is an indictment of everybody on Baltimore. Tennessee ran right through them. Derrick Henry had 133 yards, and nobody wanted any part of him on that last run. And Tannehill was very effective. I didn't see that coming quite like that. And Baltimore is in trouble. I think they're at a crossroads for this game. Let's take a break. But coming up, Joe Burrow goes down. Do the Bengals deserve blame for failing to protect him?
And were the Dolphins right to pull Tua, then name him the starter for next week?
By the way, bad blood with those teams. The Titans were dancing on the Ravens logo.
Yeah, I don't understand what that was. Harbaugh was out there confronting them.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
It's mail time, or as I call it, you've got issues. Let me see what's first here.
Mail time!
Did Joe Burrow's injury seem inevitable?
No. No more than injury seems inevitable for any football player, particularly a quarterback. You hate seeing this, Tony. I was actually watching. I maybe Red Zone was just live coming from there in that moment. But when you go and you see Burrow on the ground, he's holding his knee, just like, oh, my God. Here's another young player with such a promising career. I mean, he was starting to get good now. And they cart him off, and he tweets, see you next year. And you're like, but inevitable makes it seem like Cincinnati did something to sabotage him. No, I don't care how good your line is, right? I don't care. Cincinnati was good the last time a promising young quarterback was injured. And they had a promising team, and Carson Palmer was that guy. This is football.
Yeah, that's the first thing I thought of was Carson Palmer, who very early in his career, and he was a Heisman winner, just like Burrow was a Heisman winner. He went down, I think, very early in a playoff game, and I don't think his career was ever the same. Burrow, you got to protect him more. Mixon was out, so they had no running attack. In just a little more than half and then 4 minutes into the third quarter, he had already thrown the ball, 34 times, Mike. It wasn't, there's only 14 runs. He gets hit a lot. He gets sacked a lot. You got to protect him. And now it looks a little worse. It looks like an ACL and an MCL. He may not be ready for the start of next season. I think he's really good.
Yeah, so Tony, and there seems to be structural damage beyond what you just
last
named.
Last one.
It's just not good. But you know what? Tom Brady got hurt early in 1 year, was out for basically an entire season. Doesn't matter whether you're a Hall of Famer, doesn't matter what position you play that sport,
you get hit.
You're vulnerable to injury.
That's right. Does it make sense to you that the Dolphins are sticking with Tua after pulling him in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, Tony, I didn't have any problem, you know, benching Tua and none bringing him back. I mean, you and I probably would have gone with Fitzpatrick a little while longer, and you can work Tua in. This notion that you can't play two quarterbacks at all is insane, all right? You can. We've seen that with Drew Brees and Taysom Hill. I know that's sort of an extreme example, and now we're going to see it probably with him and Jameis Winston. But you can also see it in South Florida. Tua doesn't have to be perfect. I mean, these sorts of moves did not take place 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago in the NFL. But all the pressure and coaches having a itchy finger, you know, it happens now, but you can play both.
Look, we're in agreement about this. If I'm the coach of the Dolphins, I'm trying to win this game, not the next game,
That's
this
right.
game. I got a quarterback who I don't think is hot. I got a guy on the bench who's been good for me the whole time. You and I were texting back and forth, and I texted, I'm rooting for Fitzpatrick. And boom, 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 he's going down the field. Now he gets picked in the end zone. And that's, you know, that's the inevitability of being Ryan Fitzpatrick. It's going to end with disappointment because you're a tragic literary figure. But in terms of putting Tua back, sure, you put him back the next week against the Jets.
Absolutely.
Of course you do. He's the guy you drafted. He's the guy you think is the future. Stop whining about how this is destroying his confidence. This is the right way to go. I think it's the right way to
Agreed.
Go. Agreed. So, anyway. Yeah. We've had enough of your issues, people. Let's take one last break, but still to come, the Hornets gave Gordon Hayward a big new contract, but was it the most impressive free agent signing of the weekend?
And after beating the Badges, does Northwestern have a legit shot at reaching the college football playoff? Got to keep winning.
They're going to be favored in every game except Ohio State.
Yeah.
They'll be favored.
I'm not presuming
right?
anything, Tony. Michigan State worries me right now, and I know they look bad, but they worry me.
Go Wildcats.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy time, people. Happy 36th birthday, Justin Turner. The Dodgers third baseman had a very good World Series. He had 320, two homers, five runs scored. But all of that was overshadowed by his positive coronavirus test that precipitated his removal from the dugout in the eighth inning of Game 6. After the Dodgers won, Turner went back onto the field to celebrate and pose for pictures, sometimes with his mask off. Turner is a free agent. Maybe he doesn't want to return to the Dodgers. Maybe they don't want him. Maybe that is why the Dodgers are reportedly trying to trade for Colorado's star third baseman, Nolan Arenado.
Tony, there have been some good third basemen, like Chris Bryant, all right, in the National League. All right, but I'm sorry, Arenado, if you can get him, even if you're the Dodgers, and you've had a good third baseman in Justin Turner, do you not go after Arenado? That's how the Dodgers do what they do. I mean, they draft and develop, but they will also throw in a bomb trade, and it seems like it always keeps them in serious contention.
Arenado's the best guy out
He's
there.
He's the best.
He's the best. Happy anniversary, Desmond Howard. On this day 29 years ago, the Michigan star sealed his Heisman campaign with a 93-yard punt return for a touchdown against rival Ohio State and struck the famous Heisman pose in the end zone. Howard was the number 4 overall draft pick by Washington. His NFL career as a receiver was uneventful. He had just 7 touchdowns in 11 seasons. But he was the MVP of Super Bowl 31 for the Packers in 1996 when he had a 99-yard kick return for a touchdown Woo! And totaled 244 yards worth of kick and punt returns as Green Bay beat New England 35-21.
There are a lot of guys who had nice receiving careers. How many of them got MVP of the Super Bowl on the mantle? Desmond Howard, We have become friends and been that for a couple of decades now. I love him. I love him on this network's college football coverage. But when he struck that pose, how much do you think Michigan would like to have a moment like the one Desmond Howard provided against Ohio State going forward? You think Jim Harbaugh would like to capture that in time? Yeah, he would. No, Desmond Howard, one of the best.
I just wish he had a moment with the Washington team when he was here, but it didn't happen. Happy trails, Gordon Hayward. After walking away from the Celtics and seeing his name linked to the Knicks, the Pacers, and the Atlanta Hawks, Hayward signed a four-year, $120 million contract with Charlotte, the team he signed an offer sheet with 6 years ago, but Utah matched. Hayward will play for Michael Jordan and with LaMelo Ball. Wilbon, anything else happen over the weekend in free agency that caught your eye?
Yeah, Tony, and maybe Hayward just wants to play in a smaller market. Good for him if that's the case. The Lakers got better, Tony, by acquiring Montrezl Harrell and Wes Matthews and Marc Gasol and Dennis Schroeder, and they kept KCP and Markieff Morris. The Lakers are going to be better, at least when it comes to the bench play. The Suns acquired Jay Crowder and kept Saric. The Celtics committed big time to Jason Tatum, $195 million. Utah, the same amount to Donovan Mitchell. So, yeah, Tony, there were a lot of things going on in the NBA. A lot of teams think they're going to be better. We're going to find out in a short time, like a month from now.
Did anybody get worse? Did anybody you think didn't do enough to get better and consequently
got
worse?
By the way, Philly got better, but a lot of people didn't get better. But those are the ones who I think did. The Clippers, I think they might have taken a backslide a little bit. A little bit. We'll see.
Really?
A little bit,
all right.
Yeah.
No errors today, and we go to the big finish. Stretch out in the big finish, Wilbon. Right. Northwestern beat Wisconsin. Are you smelling playoff?
Tony, you and I talked a million times over the weekend. We got Michigan State, Minnesota, Illinois. I know we're favored in all those games. I don't know that we do all that well when favored. We do well as underdogs, right, with a chip on the shoulder. Let's keep it there. Duke and Arizona State basketball postponed Wednesday's openers. Tennessee coach Rick Barnes says it positive. Your thoughts about college hoops?
My thoughts are that Rick Pitino is right, that this is too early, that you should wait, that the coronavirus is rampant on college campuses all around the country. What are you people doing? Come on, you're not the pros. The Browns are 7-3. Are you a believer?
A little bit of one, Tony, but they're not Pittsburgh or Kansas City, but they are better. They're looking like they're what they're supposed to be. For the second time in the show, going to that reference, Auburn disqualified itself from the college basketball postseason. Is that significant?
Had Pat Forty of Sports Illustrated on my podcast today, and he said nobody self-imposes a postseason ban unless they know they're on the hook for major violations. This is, please, please, just let it be this, please. Last one, Monday Night Football. The Rams are at your favorite team, the Tampa Bay Bucks. Who you got?
I'll take the Rams. I'll ride with them. They've been playing a lot better as of late,
Tony. Of course
Tony.
You will.
Yeah, because you're going to take Tom Brady no matter what he's doing.
You hate Brady.
No, I don't.
Come on, spill it.
No,
you hate him.
Slurping.
We're out of time.